All right, good evening. It's our Wednesday night prayer service, and I just want to welcome you to the service tonight, and I trust it's going to be a blessing. I'm actually very excited to share with you a few things from God's Word this evening, but we'll get to that here in just a few moments. But I think as we get started, let's go ahead and grab our hymnals, and let's sing a song, and then we'll look at some prayer requests, lots of requests right now going on, and then sing another song and then get into the scriptures for just a little bit. So if you have your hymnal, let's go ahead and grab our hymnal. And let's go to the small chorus 455, which is It's Not By Might. It's a nice little chorus that is so powerful based on Zechariah 4:6 that reminds us that the power is not within us, but it is in our Lord. 455, It's Not By Might. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, remember that it is not our thinking, it's not our planning, it's not our doing, it's not this, it's not that that's going to fix it. It's God. We can't do anything, we don't have the power, but it's Him. I'm reminded of the other passage in Scripture that says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So just remember, it is all of Him. All right, let's set our hymnals aside for just a moment, and let's look at our prayer sheet and look at some things that we have to be praying for. Philippians 1:27 reminds us, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Again, Philippians 1:27, our theme verse. Let's keep that in mind. As we look down through the prayer requests, of course we need to be praying for our country and the leadership, that God would bless and lead them and guide them. I'm thankful for these leaders that are willing to do what they do, and what a task. I'm so glad that I don't have to do that, but let's be praying for them, that God would bless. Pray for our shut-ins, that God would be with them all the time. Wanda Barch in particular, her knee is giving her some more problems, filled with fluid, and she had a doctor's appointment that she was looking forward to get things taken care of, but that has been canceled. So let's remember to pray for Wanda, that God would be with her and give her that comfort, and that He would just stay close with her. I'm not going to go through all of these. Marion Hunsberger is doing better, but still having some pain, and so continue to pray for her. Pray for Debbie Buckner. She needs prayer. She's having some pain and in her hip. And God would bless with some of these situations. And down the list, again, many of these we pray for every week. Let's look at Debbie Bell, Bonnie's sister. Just had some complications and so went back into the hospital and scheduled up another surgery. So pray that that goes well for Debbie. Beth Fisher's father, Herb, pray for him as his recovery. His surgery went well. That God would bless with that. And then back to Bonnie Miller. Her mother has double pneumonia. And they, of course, have tested her in the hospital for the coronavirus. Haven't heard any results of that yet. But let's just pray that Helen would recover. She would get better, that she could get home. But there would be nothing worse than what has already been declared. Of course, double pneumonia sounds pretty bad enough to me, but let's remember to pray for Helen Runyon. And then Margaret called with a request for her daughter-in-law, Dawn. And she works at Penn State Hospital in Hershey, and she's in the admissions office. And, of course, she is, one of her jobs is telling, of course, certain people that want to visit that they're not able to see their loved one that's in the hospital. And that sounds like a pretty rough job right now because, of course, anybody wants to be with their loved one that's in the hospital, but she's got to be the one to tell them they can't. So would you please pray for Dawn, and that God would be with her at this time. As you look at our missionaries on the back of the sheet, just pray for all of these missionaries. This pandemic is affecting all of them in different places, and so we need to keep them in mind. And in particular, pray for the Hendersons, that God would be with them and bless them. Let you look down through that. You can see the needs that are there, that God would bless them and their ministry there in Guam. So plenty of things to pray for. And I'm sure that you have plenty of things to pray for yourself. Of course, I'm not able to open it up to you right now with what you have to pray for. But if you have a request, please let us know what we can pray with you about. And I think that there's a lot of people that have a lot of time to pray right now, and so we would love to join you in prayer. Please let us know. With that, let's go ahead and bow for a word of prayer. I'm not going to pray for all these things that I just mentioned, but I'm just going to pray for just a minute or two, just about some of these things, and maybe in general, and for you all. I want you to know that I'm praying for you, and I trust that you're praying for me and us as well, but let's all pray for each other, and that God would bless us, our country, our church, individuals, that His will would be done and accomplished in our lives. So let's go ahead, take just a moment to bow for a word of prayer right now. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you're in control. I thank you that you watch over us. I thank you for technology that we have to utilize during this time. Oh, the thought of what we would do without it is rather awful, thinking about going without connecting, without church, without the Word of God, preaching, teaching, Lord, for so long. God, we need this, and it's made available to us through this technology. And so, God, we're grateful. You know, many, many, many other churches around the world have gone to this as well. Lord, would you please help and bless the efforts? God, would you please restore us back to health, restore our country? Lord, be with the economics and the crisis that is going on. I pray for financial struggles that are taking place. I pray for physical things, emotional things, spiritual needs. God, would you please be with all of these issues? Lord, this evening we have brought to mind some other things that we need to be praying for. Continue to pray for Wanda Bartsch, that you'll be with her, help that situation with her knee and the fluid that's there. Give her comfort. Lord, I pray that she could reschedule soon. So please be with Wanda. Lord, we think of Marion as she's going through a tough time, still having some discomfort and pain. Lord, would you relieve that and help her to return to her normal life? God, I pray for Debbie Buckner, as she's got a number of things going on. Would you be with Debbie during this time? We think of Debbie Bell, Bonnie's sister, and she's having some more struggles. God, would you be with that situation? Pray for Bonnie's mother, Helen, that you would please watch over her. I pray that it is nothing more than the pneumonia, Lord, but please take care of that pneumonia and heal her soon. And be with that situation, Lord. We also pray for Don Gambino. Lord, would you please help her? She's got a tough job right now. Lord, a lot of people are being turned away. God, would you help her as she does this job? Lord, our missionaries, I pray for each one of them, that you would help them and encourage them through this time. Help the ministry to go forward and give them the strength that they need and encouragement. God, we do think of the Hendersons and the needs that were listed on our sheet. Lord, would you be with them and those that need to be saved and need to be encouraged in you? God, I pray that they can be a blessing to Guam at this time in their ministry. God, be with us now as we look at another song and then look to your word. You'd encourage us in your things. Lord, we look forward to our Sunday services, and that you would please bless with those in the preaching and teaching of your word, that it'd be an encouragement. And that we would, even this Sunday, as we are caused to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, and remember the broken body for us, remember the righteousness that was given to us through His blood, the cleansing of sin. God, as we remember that, may it be a blessing to each one of us. Lord, thank you for prayer. We have so much to be thankful for through it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, grab your hymnals again. We're going to sing Higher Ground. Higher Ground is 397. 397. So go to that song and four verses of this song. I'm going to go ahead and read through the verses, and then we'll read through the chorus one time in the end. Higher Ground 397. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Verse 2, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. A prayer for all of us. All right, let's go ahead and put those hymnals aside, and let's take our Bibles. We have been looking at the topic of prayer, and I have been looking at Spurgeon's small book on prayer, and he has one of his first chapters is on the Raven's Cry. And so I want to continue on with that, and many of you may be joining us for the first time. His main passage that he was looking at in the book is from Luke chapter 11. So if you just quickly take your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 11, and this passage has meant a lot to me in just recent passes. I've been praying through some things, and I have been called upon Luke 11 many times. And Spurgeon, in his little book, goes to Luke 11 as well and uses it as a springboard on prayer, because it was in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1 that the disciples came to Jesus and asked him a question. Look at verse 1 of Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. What an interesting question or request. Lord, teach us to pray. And I don't know about you, but I'm constantly asking, Lord, I need to know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. And so that's what we're looking at in this series on Wednesday nights is, Lord, teach us to pray. One of the things that has been brought out is the cry of the raven. If you go one chapter over in Luke chapter 12, and in verse 24, Jesus calls these people that he's instructing to consider the ravens. Look at Luke 12:24. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And of course, the answer of that is, as we possess God's person, his character inside of us, of course, we are much better than the raven. We've looked at Psalm 147, and you can take your Bible and look at Psalm 147, and the raven is referenced again in verse 9. Psalm 147 and verse 9, which says, He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. You know, it's interesting that God cares so much about a raven and an unable bird, like we heard about in Luke 12, unable to do this and unable to do that, and yet the cry of a beast or the cry of a raven, God answers that cry and feeds them. And again, the question, of course, how much more are we better than they? So much more. Tonight, we're still considering the ravens as we learn how to pray. Tonight's subtitle under the raven's cry is, For His Name's Sake. I have, and certainly you've struggled with prayer, and surely have asked the question, Why would or should he do this for me? I'm not worthy. How many times have you thought that, brother or sister? I certainly have. I'm not worthy of this request in which I'm asking. I'm not worthy of his forgiveness. I'm not worthy of his cleansing me. I'm not worthy of this thing that I'm praying for. Folks, the answer is quite simple. In fact, he should not answer for my sake, because I am not worthy. I want you to think about our single prayers. Sometime in our own self, we cry out to the Lord in prayer, and yet it's a single prayer. Maybe not muttered or uttered by anybody else. It's just little me. Would God hear that prayer? I want you to think about the silence of our prayer. You know, only myself and God can hear me pray. And is that valuable? Does the Lord hear? Would he answer that prayer? We offer up these silent, single prayers to God, and they seem so silent. They seem so single. They seem so silly. They seem to us so confusing, such a mess, so unworthy, so unheard, seemingly. It's very defeating, our prayers. Yet we know we have hope, folks, especially at Faith Bible Church. It wasn't so long ago that we have already touched on this. It's not just me. And it's not so insignificant. I want you to remember in the small book in the New Testament called Philemon. Remember how Paul wrote to Philemon on behalf of Onesimus. Onesimus was certainly unworthy. You know, if it would have been his plea alone for forgiveness, I believe that it would have surely fallen short. You know, but what was it about Paul's letter that made it worthy to Philemon? It's not known to us exactly what Philemon did with Onesimus, but it is interesting to look at Paul's plea for forgiveness for Onesimus by Philemon. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, I think that it was Paul's name at the bottom of the letter. That's what made the letter worthy. Paul was a brother to Philemon. He was a partner with Philemon. Paul was held in a very high place with Philemon. Paul represented the truth of the scriptures with Philemon. And all in all, it was Paul that was the key to Onesimus's obtaining forgiveness from Philemon. Well, I say to obtaining. I don't know that he got it. I hope that he got it. I assume that he did. It's not recorded. But if he did, it certainly would have been Paul's name that was the key to this forgiveness. And at the bottom of the page, Philemon reads, in my words, love, your brother and friend, Paul. You know, if it would have been Onesimus that would have written to Philemon, I don't believe that it would have meant so much. Onesimus couldn't be trusted. Onesimus had betrayed his master. He was unworthy in his master's eyes. And yet here in Philemon, we have a wonderful example of what our Lord has done for us. In Philemon, Paul, on Onesimus' behalf, petitioned to this man Philemon for forgiveness. And it was Paul's name that made it valuable, that made it worthy. What a picture of what Jesus Christ has done for us. You see, our pleas for forgiveness, our reasons, our reputation, our own character goes nowhere without another name written at the bottom of the page. But there is a name written at the bottom of our page. Our prayer, our plea for mercy and forgiveness, our plea for grace. It is the name of Jesus, the precious only begotten Son of God, written at the bottom of the page. And I want to tell you, folks, he carries a lot of weight with the Father. Even before we were ever born, before we committed our first sin, Jesus cared enough to attach his precious name to pleas for us on our behalf. I remember John chapter 17, a beautiful prayer and plea for his disciples and us in the future. And it was signed at the bottom of the page, "Your Son, Jesus." And it was for his name's sake that the Father would desire to answer those requests that Jesus gave. You know, but this is not the only and last time that Jesus would pray and plea for us. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, we read, "Wherefore he," and that would be Jesus, "is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Folks, that verse teaches that he ever lives to make intercession and plea for us. He's constantly writing letters to his Father on our behalf. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, we read, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." An advocate, a go-between, a lawyer that goes to God the Father for us and defends us and pleads for us. I like Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" That's us. "It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." He lives to pray for us and intercede for us on our behalf. And why would the Father listen to him? In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, we read, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Why would the Father listen to the Son? Because he's pleased with his Son. He loves his Son. Folks, this evening, I would like you to once again consider the ravens, who have no lawyer, no advocate, no go-between, no representative, but their own single cry. And yet the scriptures say that they get what they cry out for. How much more, brothers and sisters, how much more than the raven are we? And yet it is not so much that it is us alone. For we are unworthy. We are guilty. We are nothing. We deserve nothing. Yet it is because he, Jesus, is worthy. He is holy. He deserves all. And it is for his name's sake that our prayers will be answered. You know, as we pray, it is his name that is signed at the bottom of the page. And it is because of that name, brothers and sisters, that God delights to answer the prayer of his saints. For it is in his name we pray. And catch this. And for his name's sake we pray. Amen. Amen. What an encouragement to me tonight as we look at this topic of prayer. Jesus or God the Father does not answer us because we're so worthy, because we have such a good prayer, because it's not, folks, but he does because we have Jesus Christ pleading and praying for us. We are not alone. It is not silent. The name of Jesus, the voice of Jesus is loud and powerful in his Father's ear, and it is for his name's sake we pray. And that's why the Father is so willing to answer. Folks, you're not alone, and you're not praying alone. It's not single. It's not silent. It's not unworthy. It's worthy, it's loud, and it's together with Jesus because he is worthy. Let's consider that next time we go to the Lord in prayer. He is hearing, and he cares, and he desires to answer. I trust that this will bring power to your prayer as you pray for those things. God would bless, and he is sure to hear that prayer, for it's in his name's sake in which we pray. Amen. That passage and that thought is such a blessing to me. May it be an encouragement to you this evening. I trust that maybe as this is done, you'll get alone, maybe with the Lord, or maybe with a spouse, maybe with your family, and you'll take some time to pray, remembering that Jesus is praying with you and he's interceding with you. But pray for these things that are going on in our church. Lots of needs, lots of people. Pray for our church. Pray that the needs would be met through this difficult time financially. Pray for people that are going through tough things, sick, discouraged, maybe without jobs. Encourage one another through the different ways I've encouraged you. And also be praying for our country and all the leaders that God would certainly bless and that we can see things relieved soon and that we can get back to what God has called us to do on this earth and making disciples in the rest of the world. All right, I'm going to close in a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed for the night. Looking forward to being in touch with you again this coming Sunday, and let us know how we can be a blessing and encouragement to you. Father, thank you so much for this evening, and may your name be honored and glorified, and I thank you for your Son, Jesus, in his name, making our prayers so powerful. God, thank you. Lord, meet all these requests and these needs that we have at this time. God, thank you for Jesus' name. And again, it's for his name's sake we pray. Amen. All right, thank you. God bless.